We've been talking about long-term unemployment, 6 months or more. As the debate continues over extending unemployment benefits or training workers to give them new job skills, long-term unemployment is at Great Depression levels. And economist Heidi Sherholz just told us the main issue is there are no jobs. She said career-building programs, while they can help a few people, won't solve that larger problem. But will maybe career programs give peace of mind? In Georgia, the Roswell United Methodist Church, just outside Atlanta in relatively well-to-do Roswell, is running a job networking ministry, teaching people how to do job searches or what to wear for interviews. Catherine Simons helps run the program on Monday nights. And Catherine, we know you try to welcome people in, but sometimes they don't want to come in. They're ashamed. You spoke to one man in particular. What happened?
The story just came up last night where we were talking about one gentleman who showed up, pulled into the parking lot, and three times did not get out of the car. But once he walked in the door, he found that people were so welcoming that he felt comfortable. And number two, that he was not alone, that there were 200 other people sitting in the room that had been out of work.
200 people? That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's how many people we have. At the peak of the crisis, one night, we had 450 people show up.
We understand that, you know, you're dealing with people sometimes who have defined themselves by their jobs. And so this becomes very existential. They lose their job and there's a hole there.
Absolutely. In fact, for a long time, we were having programs and workshops about how to go on an interview, how to write a resume. And then around 2008, we decided to add the rest of the element. They're walking in feeling like they're alone, and we don't want them to walk out exactly the same way. We want them to walk out with hope. So we added a dinner, and we have a speaker who talks about keeping God in your search. And, you know, a perfect example is last night. We had a speaker. Last night was his turn to give his story about how he was hired, and he talked about how he realized that everything that he was doing was not working for him emotionally. And until he said, I have got to trust God through this, he found no peace. And once he did put his faith in God and relied on prayer and faith support from his friends, things started happening.
It's as if a jobs fair meets a revival meeting, meets a 12-step meeting somehow, and these things combine. We've been talking about the long-term unemployment. What do you specifically offer people who've been out of work for 6 months or a year? If you're older, it's harder. I know you have a session for baby boomers. What advice do you give there?
We ask people to take a full assessment of their skills and see what they have that could possibly be transferred into another job. Now, true, they probably will not be able to earn the money that they had been earning before. But many of these people have been out of work 6 months, 9 months at this point. They can't wait around any longer for that old job to come back.
You said you had an unemployment workshop before the recession hit. You were in place for people from the surrounding area, but have you seen more people come in from the town? I mean, your mayor is quoted as saying that he hasn't experienced this in his lifetime. It's not the first time a lawyer has lost his job, but it's the first time a lot of lawyers have lost their job.
I think that we have seen more people that have needed help in all forms of help, but we have been able to rise to the occasion on that. I mean, you don't walk through our town and see people on the streets. They've been taken in. You don't see people that are in need of winter coats. The community has piled winter coats over at North Fulton Charities.
Well, and tremendous credit for that. But how is the church doing it? You know, we understand that your revenue base has been hit as well, that you had to cut spending, trim staff salaries. Isn't your jobs employment program largely volunteer?
Our jobs program is all
completely volunteer.
You know, I think that all of us could cut back in many, many areas. You know, we took a look at our grounds and said, you know, maybe volunteers could help out with this. There's been a lot of pride in that. People have stepped up Saturday mornings, come out, worked on the lawn. And as a matter of fact, in January, the pastor announced from the pulpit that we had one of our best financial giving years in a very long time. So somehow or another, even though people may be strapped, they have still managed to give something.
You know, I'm thinking that, you know, somebody might say, well, what's the benefit of a church-based employment program as opposed to, you know, a storefront one, let's say? And I'm thinking that it might be easier for somebody who lives in town who maybe has some shame about being unemployed or has some shame, for instance, about how unemployment is affecting their marriage. You offer seminars for marriages that are strained by job losses. It might actually be easier for them to go to a church to have these conversations.
Absolutely, because it's a very understanding and loving environment. People realize that they're just not alone in this, and I don't mean in a secular way. And that's the resource that is often forgotten.
Are you hearing from other churches across the country about starting their own job program in the church? Job
ministry? Absolutely. We've been holding little gatherings to talk about how to start up. And we've had people here from Las Vegas. We had Pensacola, Florida was here. We even had someone come over from Singapore and looked at our program and look at how they can get something like this started in their location.
Catherine Simons, the This she's talking about is a job networking ministry that she helps run at the Roswell United Methodist Church in Roswell, Georgia. Catherine, thanks so much for speaking to us about it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling me.